Here's the first clue for where in the world is Andy Mossack, right? He's somewhere in the globe, and this clue is hopefully going to do it for you, and you can help me out with it. And send me a quick teletext, and we'd like to have a guess and sort of get it straight away as well. We get onto the travel log then, but here is the first clue. I am in a region blessed with 300 days of sunshine every year and over 130 miles of rugged ocean beaches, which make it golfing heaven. Its history is littered with explorers and navigators, and it has the same time zone as the UK. So there you have it. The first clue for Andy Mossack. I'm in a region blessed with 300 days of sunshine every year, over 130 miles of rugged ocean beaches. It's golfing heaven. History is littered with explorers and navigators. Same time zone as the UK. Southern Spain? Southern Spain, maybe? 81333. Russ at the start of that message. See, golf in heaven, that's thrown me. Storyville, full of shit. Almost 5 to 11. News headlines coming at 11 o'clock. Weather with Keely Donovan tonight. And looking for your help for Where in the World is Andy Mossack. Golfer's Paradise. 300 days of sunshine every year. I had a guess at Jersey. It turns out I was wrong. Same time zone as the UK. Is Andy in Dubai? Sid, he might be for all I know. So you know I'm right thick at this. Kathy and Bradley in Huddersfield. Portugal, definitely, says that. Graham and Craig says he's in the Algarve. Robert in Scarborough. I wonder if Andy may be somewhere in Portugal. Portugal. Ooh, on the Algarve. I think that might be a good shout. There'll be another clue coming just after the 11 o'clock news and weather. I'll bring you that. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? We had so much help. Thank you very much for giving me a few of these. So Andy is where over 75% of the world's cork comes from, and he's home to the legendary Cataplana, special clam-shaped pot used to make seafood stew of the same name. Here is your second clue, as promised, for the Where in the World is Andy Mossack. We'll be talking to the man himself in about 15 minutes. This is where over 75% of the world's cork comes from and is home to the legendary Cataplana, a special clam-shaped pot used to make seafood stew of the same name. This is where over 75% of the world's cork comes from and is home to the legendary Cataplana, special clam-shaped pot used to make seafood stew of the same name. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? 300 days of sunshine a year this place gets. 81333. Russ at the start of that teletext.
Walker.
BBC.
Young. Latest from him, Love Revolution. Nice. Like it. Slightly retro, old school, new wave. He's welcome back anytime. Now then. Usually works out once a month. Our roving travel reporter is here, there and everywhere. And I always need your help in tracking him down. His name is Andy Mossack, and we had a good couple of clues with this. In a region blessed with 300 days of sunshine every year, over 130 miles of rugged ocean beaches, make it golfing heaven. Explorers, navigators, as far as the eye can see, same time zone as us, and 75% of the world's cork comes from this place. And by far, most people are shouting about the same place. So I shall put it to him. Let's have a chat with Andy Mossack now. Good evening, Andy.
Hi, Ross. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. How is the Algarve, Andy?
Spot on, or should I say good evening, boa noite?
Like a native, Andy.
Like a native. Hola.
Like a native. So, hola to you. So, the Algarve is where you are, then. Whereabouts in particular?
The beautiful Algarve region, which is right on the western tip of Europe by the Atlantic Ocean, of course.
Wow.
And, did you know that Algarve is Arabic for the west?
I do now.
Yeah, Al-Barb, actually.
Wow.
Really. I mean, you know, just getting geeky for a second.
Algarve, meaning the West. So there's West. Lots of different places are there in the Algarve. So are you in a certain location?
I am in the 2,000 acres, get that, 2,000 acres of Quinta del Lago. which is right on the Ria Formosa, which is this quite stunning nature reserve, which runs along the kind of the beach of the Algarve. It acts as a kind of a barrier island to the mainland, so you've got these wonderful inlets and lagoons around the Ria Formosa. It's a protected nature reserve, and there's, if you're into birds, birding, fish, oysters, clams, storks, seahorses even, it's a quite a stunning nature place. So that is really pretty wonderful. And Quinta del Lago itself is really, it's very lucky because it's got this kind of almost, what it is, it's got its own access to Ria Formosa, so it's basically got it to itself.
Now, you're usually in places for certain reasons. Either there's an event going on, or are you simply there just to have a look around, or is there a special reason that's taken you to the Algarve?
It's a funny old thing, Russ, because believe it or not, this was my very first professional travel assignment 20 years ago.
Wow.
And I came here when it was, you know, the Algarve was pretty in its infancy as far as tourism was concerned, say 20 years ago. It's been unfair, but people have been coming here obviously for years, but in terms of commercial tourism, it was pretty much, you know, there was Quinta and there was probably Valdelobo and Pinina, I think that was it. So I was really interested to see what's changed, really. And, you know, that's primarily the reason. 20 years ago, I couldn't believe it, you know, and I feel really close to it. So I feel a bit like I've come home, if you know what I mean. Okay. But a little bird tells me that you know this area pretty well.
Well, I don't know it quite so well. It's me in-laws, me partner's dad and stepmom have lived over there for about 25 years, and they live just near a gorgeous little town called Lule, and that's and they've lived over there for many, many years. They've got this, you know, a house up on the hills and whatnot, and they sort of base themselves around the Villamora, which is rather, you know, la-di-da jet set kind of place. But so we go over there occasionally for, you know, cheapo holidays, of course, Andy, because it's flights
only.
Absolutely,
is what we do. Why not?
But
yes.
And they love it, you know. I mean, they've absolutely taken to the place, and they speak the language, and they know all the people and everything, and they've immersed themselves in the culture. And it certainly seems like a lot of people have done exactly the same. There must be quite a good expat community over there.
There is, but what is good, unlike Spain, as far as I'm concerned, is that, you know, when you come to Portugal, the Portuguese, they hang on to the culture. So I think you'll agree, you know, when you come along here, there's a lot of, even the architecture, you see these lovely chimneys everywhere, these kind of really adorned chimneys, and the sort of Portuguese houses, you know, they're just very traditional. And I love the Portuguese in the fact that, you know, particularly down here in the Algarve, is it's very authentic. Yes, there is a lot of expats here, a lot of community of expats, but they kind of, you know, they don't bring England with them. They kind of absorb themselves into the Portuguese culture, which is fantastic.
Now, to get to the Algarve, to get to where you are, I mean, of course, there must be a dozen flights from budget airlines, from lots of airports. It's quite an easy place to get to. It's a well-trodden path. But are there certain, like, I suppose, like where you are, exactly where you are now, there are still areas that, yes, you can go and go to a resort and have, you know, a full English breakfast at 3 o'clock in the morning, if that is what you want, and you can party all night and sunbathe all day, but there are little, well, quite big gems hidden all over the place in the Algarve.
Absolutely. I mean, Albufeira is the main sort of the kids' place where the nightclubs are, and that's quite further up the coast. But for me, it's that area between Faro, which, by the way, is also ridiculously underrated. Faro tends to be the place you just fly into and then drive out of to go on to your place up the coast. But it's a great town, Faro. You know, it's got a lot of history to it. It's got some great old town there, and it's got this great waterfront. So I would honestly say that it's worth the day trip out just to walk around Faro, because it's really, really nice. But further up, literally 10 minutes from the airport, you've got all these great orchards and forests where these, like I said, the cork comes from. And it's a stunning part of the world, very rugged. orange rock or red rock everywhere, and these wonderful golf courses. Are you into golf? Do you play the fairways at all?
Do you know what? I must admit, I have dabbled occasionally, and I was terrible, so I've only dabbled the woods and never gone. But I know, I mean, Portugal, Algarve, it's golfing holiday everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, here at Kinta, there's five courses, all championship. But the thing is, I had a great day today because Paul McGinley, you know Paul McGinley, our Ryder Cup hero?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got this academy teaching school here. And what they do free of charge is you get a club fitting. So it's a bit like getting a tailor to come and cut you a suit. The same goes for golf clubs, because I do play a lot of golf, I have to be honest. And to know that just picking up a club and hitting it is, you know, off the rack, the difference it makes when someone actually tunes it to you and changes the shaft. I'm not getting too technical, but literally they put whatever club face to suit your swing and your height and your build. And suddenly I've been, you know, I'm a pro now. You know, 10 minutes with 10 minutes in the school, and I'm suddenly hitting it like I've never hit before. So, and that's free. Okay. So you come in and you get a, you know, kind of a free tailor-made setup. So that's amazing too. So science has moved on, mate.
So I'll tell you the couple of questions I have to ask there for people who have, you know, I mean, I've been there a few times. Obviously, you've been there. You have a deep, obviously, a passion for the area. Mm. There it is, sort of the southern tip of Europe on this. If people haven't been to the Algarve, ease of getting there is quite good. And I imagine, you know, options as to where to stay and what to eat and all of this, you're going to be well served. There's a lot to cater for the tourists.
Absolutely, but it's not overdeveloped, like I said, like the Costa del Sol can be. This has been controlled. So you've got these lovely areas, you get a hire car, and of course the euro exchange rate is very good for us right now. So, you know, your pound will go a lot further. But certainly Lule, you know, the lace making up there is lovely. Sal Brash, where you get nice piri-piri chicken.
Oh, yes.
Lagos. In fact, did you know the Spanish Armada sailed from Lagos?
Did they really?
Yeah.
We ought to just call them the Portuguese Armada then instead.
Well, you should, but yes. Henry the Navigator, he had his school there right by the lighthouse. So there's some, you know, some very interesting history to uncover here.
Brilliant stuff.
It's a great place.
And how long are you there for? When do you set off and come back?
Oh, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave because I'm going to have my cutter planner and a nice bit of wine. Can't go wrong. I'm actually here till Friday afternoon.
Okay.
I've got to do a bit of Segway riding tomorrow and a bit of paddle boarding.
Oh, how tough.
I know, it's hard, isn't it?
What?
I've got to do that. And, you know, you just got to sit out here in the sun. Why not?
Exactly. It's the only way to live. Andy, a pleasure as always to talk to you. And I'll talk to you again from somewhere else exotic.
Yeah, I look forward to it, mate. Good night.
Take care, my friend. There's Andy Marsack there. He was in the Algarve. Castro Marino. Wow. Brilliant. Got to get myself booked in there. Apparently the euro is, you know, interesting position. So if you're still looking for a summer holiday this year, maybe try Portugal. You'll be somebody else next time, though. It's such a rarity that it's funny. Different weeks we talk to him. There he is in Europe. It's such a rarity that he's actually in Europe. He was over in the Far East for a festival. He was up in the mountains in Salt Lake City not so long ago. He's a roving travel reporter. He gets everywhere. Oh, I'm so jealous. West